The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Pre-game coverage followed by opening tip-off are coming up after these messages from our CARE Radio sports boosters.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
And we welcome you to the Atchison High School Gymnasium. It is a big night here in mid-February. It is Royal Courts, or I believe they will call it here at Atchison. Yeah, Royal Courts 2026. And we will be crowning King Queen of Courts a little later on in the evening. But in the midst of all of that, we've got high school hoops here on KARE Radio. As out of the Metal-Arc Conference, the Phoenix play host to the Sumner Sabres. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering. He's doing the hard work back at the KARE Sports Studio. Joseph, good to have you with us, man. Thank you. Tom Calcity here, courtside, and the PA guy, he's out here introducing the starters. Let me, if I may, introduce them for you. First of all, for the visitors from Sumner. Okay? And hold on, we're going to get a little light going here. Our visitors from Sumner, under head coach Tracy Jacobs. Sumner comes into the ballgame at 3-10 on the season, and they're going to be starting Brianna Lopez, a senior. They're also going to be starting Rhythm Wilson, Tanessa Hinman, Alexa Madrid Lopez, and Layla McNeil Powell. For the Atchison Phoenix and head coach Pat Battle, or excuse me, that's for the guys, head coach Nick Reban. Coach Reban, we've got his team playing well. They are 8-8 on the season. They are 6-0 in the conference, and he's going to be starting Kaya Downing, the 5'10" senior. 5'5" sophomore Carly Clem. 5'5" sophomore Zariah Burge. 5'9" sophomore Alondra Herrera. And a junior at 5'4", Laney Tate. So Atchison in the home whites with gold and red. And for Sumner, the Sabres in Kentucky blue with white and silver. Appreciate the crew getting all settled in here, and we're about ready to get underway and hope you enjoy it. High school hoops tonight here on KARE Radio. And I'm going to get that and that. And here we go. Atchison will be jumping off, and really nice crowd is already on hand here this evening. It's going to be a bigger crowd as the evening wears on. We're looking forward to that and all the pageantry that goes along with Royal Courts. Official coming over here to the center circle, getting set. The ball goes up the tip of the way. Sumner's going to control it down quickly. Going to attack the bucket, put a shot up that is too soft, and the rebound is going to go out of bounds to Sumner. We are 7 seconds into the ballgame. Sumner putting it a play at their offensive end. It'll be Layla Chambers. Good inbound. Layla brings it over to the right side, and now it's going to be docked away. Stolen. Here come the Phoenix driving down, crossing over, and the right-handed shot won't go. Sumner's going to rebound it back down. They're going to take her back the other way. all the way down to the baseline. The outlet pass going to be thrown away, and each team with a possession or two, neither team with any points on the board. And we are not even a half a minute into the game, and the clock's not running, so this game's going to take a really long time. Oh, there we go. Now we're going to get started. And the feed to the right side, the runner is going to be up and good, and the Phoenix have broken out on top on a bucket by Herrera. 2-0 Atchison. Now Herrera is going to steal the upcourt pass. A longer Herrera, the 5'9" sophomore. Atchison swings it over to the right side, gets it there to Carley. They'll feed to the block. The turnaround shot, it's up and good. Kaya Downing for two. Atchison early leading 4-0. Down the floor with the basketball, spinning into the forecourt. The pass will come up to the top of the key. Madrid Lopez will have it. She'll roll it over to the left side. The ball is on the floor. Players are going to dive on it. We're going to jump ball called, and it'll be possession. Atchison. So the alternate possession is going to go the way of the Phoenix. 6:50 to go. Still very early in this one. Atchison walking it up the floor. They'll swing it over to the right side. Laney has it. Passes in the middle to Kaya. She will spin and shoot. It rolls off the back of the rim. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be off Atchison. Sumner basketball. TA guys getting a fresh microphone, so maybe they're going to have a little roll of that sound and we get a travel in the backcourt. Layla Chamber just couldn't quite get the brakes to hold. She tried to stop and had a couple little skips later. It's got to be a turnover, and the Phoenix will have it in play at the 28-foot mark in the forecourt. So we're a minute and a half in. A lot of action, not a lot of scoring. A few early game mistakes. Here's a Phoenix three. Wow! What a shot by Carly Clem. Atchison has raced to a 7-0 lead. And now we're going to get a foul in the backcourt, and it is going to be on Kaya. So Kaya Downing will pick up her first foul. It'll be the first foul by either team in the ballgame this evening. And now the ball will come into the forecourt. It'll get away. Atchison's going to steal it. Carly will drive down, feet over to the left side, but the shot is going to be up in the first to Raya Bird. Atchison races out 9-0. We are not quite 2 minutes in. Now the inbound pass is going to be stolen, shot, and scored by Herrera. And it is 11-0. Bit of a rough start for the Sabres. Here's the inbound pass stolen. The shot misses. The follow shot is good. Going to be two more for Herrera. It's now 13-0. And we're going to get a timeout? No, I thought maybe the Coach Jacobs was going to call for a timeout, but does not. And a turnover on the inbound by Sumner. Atchison is going to have it back in. Sumner going to make a substitution. They're going to get Rhythm Wilson into the game. Rhythm, a sophomore point guard. Atchison will inbound it. 5.5 to go here in the first quarter. Here's a shot wide to the left side. Phoenix will rebound it down. The pass in the middle to Kaya. She'll pick it up, put it up, and it won't fall. Rebound tipped out on top. Carly's going to save it, and it's going to be taken away from her. Atchison doubles up the basketball, and we're going to get a second quick foul on Kaya. Let me change that. It's not going to be on Kaya. It's going to be on Laney. So Laney Tate will pick up the foul. She and Kaya had surrounded the ball handler. And before the ball comes in, yeah, here we're going to get the Sumner timeout that we were expecting a moment ago. Let's do it. We got a break, and 5:23 to go. We're in the opening quarter here in Atchison, Kansas. Early on, all Phoenix. Atchison, 13, Sumner, nothing.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Coming out of the timeout, Sabres put the ball in play. Atchison will steal it and go to the other end, and the layup is going to be up and good for Herrera. She has 8, and Atchison now leads at 15-0. We are 5 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Sumner with the ball at the free throw line. Comes on top. 3-point shot wide left. Rebound off the floor. Taken down by Atchison. Here comes Carly. Clem will roll it down the left side. Goes all the way to the block. No room there. Kicks it on top. Herrera goes 3 wide right. Rebound underneath the goal. And the putback won't fall. Rebound. Here comes Sumner. Sabres will race into the forecourt. The ball is going to be stolen by Carly. Clem will bring it back up the court. 4.5 to go in the opening quarter. Herrera will take it on top. Lady Phoenix with the basketball. Kick over to the left side to the block. Herrera will spin and shoot and miss it. Get her own rebounder. Dribble it back out to above the ring. Straight away from the top. It's a 3 wide left. Rebound Atchison. The feed in the middle of Kaya. Misses. Rebound Kaya. And Atchison is going to keep it alive. She'll go 3 off the window. No. And the ball is on the floor. Sumner's going to pick it up. And we have the official calling a foul from way down the baseline. He's pointing out. Okay, not calling a foul. He's stopping the play as one of the Sumner players has an unlaced sneaker. So not wanting her to trip, stumble, and fall on that, she's going to stop playing and let her tie that shoe up. So it will be Sumner basketball. We are midpoint of the opening quarter. Atchison leading at 15-0. Sumner looking to bring it in. They'll kick it in the baseline. Here comes Rhythm Wilson. To the left-hand dribble. Stop just in the forecourt. Here's a 3. It's online, but a little too short. And a rebound swept down. Phoenix has the basketball, and into the forecourt they're going to come. Herrera will bring it up the floor. Skip pass over to the right side to Kaya. She will rotate, turn, shoot, and it hangs on the rim, but it won't fall in. And a rebound is going to be lost out of play. It will be Sumner basketball. Sabres looking for somebody to do the inbound work. And finally, Alexa Madrid Lopez is going to go out of play and trigger the inbound. And the ball's going to be stolen. Driving down, laying up, hitting the bucket. Rolling. She's got 5, and it is now 17-0. 3:24 to go in the opening quarter. Right now, Coach Jacobs on his feet, giving some encouragement, coaching to his team out of the court. We're just having a rough start to this one. Sumner heels at the center circle in the forecourt. The ball is knocked away from behind. Stolen. Here comes Herrera. Her left-handed layup is good. She's got 10. It is now 19-0. Here comes Sumner. 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. They'll kick it over to the right side, but there's nobody there, and it's going to roll out the door and into the commons. And Atchison, did Atchison touch it? They're going to say yes. Didn't realize anybody was close enough to have gotten hand on the ball, but they will say Atchison touches that one and knocks it out of bounds. So it will be Sabres basketball. They'll bring it in over on the right side. It's going to be a new player in the game for the first time. Ketzia Madrid Arizmendez. Here's a feed across on the Atchison steal. The shot misses. The turnaround shot. Good for Downing. Kaya has 4. And as Atchison stretches his lead down to 19-0, we're going to get another Sumner timeout. Let's do it. Taking a break with the Sabres. Half a minute to, or about a minute or so to go in the opening quarter. Atchison, 21. Sumner nothing.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
In Atchison, Kansas, girls high school basketball, and the cross court pass is stolen. The Phoenix will drive and shoot and score. That is going to be Zariah Burge. 23-0 Phoenix. 2:15 to go in the opening quarter. Into the forecourt, the pass into traffic is going to get away and go out of bounds. It'll be Atchison basketball down to the baseline. So, Atchison will be inbounding it and into the ball game for Atchison. We make it a substitution. Let's see, Laney puts it in. Alondra brings it up. On the right side is Zariah. Yeah, you do have. You've got Malia Ross in the game now. I thought someone had checked in a moment ago along with Kaya Down. And here's a shot. It's up. No good. Rebound. Pulled down by Sumner. How about that? And here they come. Stopping at the free throw line and kicking it off on top. With a minute 40 to go in the opening quarter, the ball is going to be batted away. Sumner able to recover it up top side now. Two Atchison players come out. Tie up the ball, and they're going to call a foul on Zariah. It'll be her first. Atchison's third. Into the ball game for Sumner. Maybe I should say back in. It's going to be Layla Chamber. So Layla, the sophomore forward, will come back in. Atchison's a little zone defense. The pass comes out on top. It's going to be knocked away and stolen. Here comes Araya. She'll drive and shoot and score. She's got six. It is now 25-0 Atchison. And the upcourt pass is going to be stolen. Herrera steals, runs, shoots, scores. Herrera's got a dozen. It's 27-0. With a minute 15 to go in the opening quarter. Sumner kicks it over to the left side, driving it from the elbow down toward the baseline. Atchison doubling up on the basketball. They'll get it back to the wing and out between the circles. Reverse it. The pass to the corner is going to be batted away and knocked out of bounds by Kaya. So Kaya gets a hand on it. And it'll be put in play right in front of the Phoenix bench. Yeah, here we go. Sumner's going to bring it in. Chambers going to do the inbound work. We're just inside a minute to go in the opening quarter. And a pass down to the baseline is going to get away. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Atchison basketball. 54 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Going to walk it up the floor. Shot is up, missing. And rebound could be saved. Atchison goes left side, baseline three, way too strong. And rebound rescued by Zariah Burge. She'll feed the 14-foot shot, does not go in, but a whistle and a foul. And Laney Tate coming to the free throw line. Half a minute to go in the opening quarter. That's going to be the first foul this evening by Sumner. And it will belong to Brianna Lopez. So Brianna picking up her first foul. Laney's free throw. Oh, yeah, right in there. First point of the ball game for Laney. And now Atchison is going to switch out. Kaya Downing, who is 5'10", 11", something like that tall, is going to rotate out of the game. And in for her is going to be Lyric Wesley, the 5'4" freshman. Second free throw does not go, and her rebound going to be tracked down at the corner. Sumner has the basketball, and it's going to be batted away, but Sumner's going to save it. 20 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Sumner, it's a jailbreak. Down the floor. The runner won't go. Rebound, Atchison. And now we're going to get a travel. And the lane back, it will come to Sumner. 18 seconds left in the opening quarter. Sumner working hard to get that goose egg off the board. Sabres are going to get Brown Lopez back in the game. The feed in bounds is going to be slapped and knocked away by Melissa Ross for Atchison. Coming back in again to Sumner. 17 seconds to go in the first quarter. Looking it in. Wide open underneath the shot. Oh, it won't go. Rebound. Here comes Atchison. Outlet up the floor. On the court one time. The runner is up and good, and it'll be a plus one. The bucket by Zariah. The foul, we'll see against whom it'll be called. count the bucket. The foul is going to be on Rhythm Wilson. And an opportunity here at a three-point play for Zariah Bird. She's got eight. Looking for her nine. It is 30 to nothing. Free throw, no. Rebound, Sumner. 5 seconds. The feed to the right side of the lane. Stepped in front of a stolen by Atchison, and they will not get a shot off that at the end of the opening quarter. We got a timeout on the court after one. It is Atchison 30, Sumner nothing.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink? That's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato Olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meals steals in restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Hey, we're back with you here in the Atchison gym. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph in the studio. He's handling the things. Tom counts with you here, and let's do a little quick recap of the scoring. For Atchison, opening quarter led by Alondra Herrera with a dozen. Zariah Burge had eight. Five in the opening quarter for Carly Clem. Kaya Downing, four. And the other point belongs to Lainey Tate. Sumner continues to look for their first score of the evening. Guys, game coming up after this, so don't get away. And alternate possession will award the basketball to the Sabres as we get set to go to the second here in Atchison, Kansas. Meadowlark Conference basketball. Sabres are going to bring it in. Worked away down the left side of the lane. Lob it out on top. It almost gets away, but a nice rescue up Tom Stein by Layla McNeil-Powell. And now the feed underneath. The shot goes awry, but a Phoenix foul. The foul is going to be on Melicia Ross. It'll be her first, and that's going to get the Sabres up at the free throw line, where Layla Chamber is going to get a couple of shots to get that elusive point. And it's there. Layla gets the first point of the game for Sumner. It is now 30-1. Second one, it's up. Oh, a little bit wide to the left side, and they're going to say, since it didn't draw iron, it's going to be inbounded by Atchison from deep in the backcourt. So here comes the Phoenix. Early, early moments of the second quarter. Pass is going to come out on top for Atchison. It's going to be Laney with it. Back out to Ross. She'll get it up to the top of the key, and two players get locked up on the basketball. We're going to get a jump ball position. Atchison High School. AHS is going to run Alondra back in. So she'll rotate out with Zariah Burge. Now, here's the thing with these two teams. I'm just going to make, probably should have talked about this by now, but Atchison's going to run a little offense. We'll get a chance to do this. You are, I'm sure, thinking to yourself, I'm hearing the same name a lot. Okay, teams are not doing a whole lot of substituting. Well, they kind of are. They're substituting to the absolute very best of their ability to substitute. Both Atchison and Sumner have seven players each. Okay, so it's not like you got 15 and, 10 on the bench to draw from. Here's a shot. It's going to go up. They're going to say it's over the backboard, and it will not be good. So, again, the coaches don't have a ton of options to make substitutions. And that's it. Here we go. Atchison up the floor. A three. Sent Thalen missing. And a rebound, Sumner. Here they come up the floor, trending at 30-1. Nice pass to the baseline, but a little too much mustard on that one. It's going to go off the fingertips of Alexa Madrid Lopez, and back it will come to AHS. Hutchinson in the home white uniforms, and for Sumner, it is that Sumner Sabre blue. Here's a runner. Oh, that's a pretty shot from the left side. Off the glass and good for Carly Clem. Give her her 7th point of the game, 32-1. The three, short. Got a run rebound, block. Rebounded off the floor by Hutchinson. Sabres back quickly on defense. Hutchinson runs the shot off the run. It's not going to go in. Layla Chamber clears down the board. And as the feet goes over to the left side, the back away shot's too strong. Offensive rebound saved on the side of the lane. Brought back out to the free throw line, which launched and missed it. Now it's going to get away out of bounds to the baseline. The Atchison ball. Soraya Burns and Kaya Downing both back into the game for Atchison. 5:50 to go. First half. AHS for the ball, and way up on top is going to be Carly. Thought about taking that shot, then kicked it over to Delaney. Feeds in the middle. The shot won't go for Kaya. And up over the basketball. Sumner, they'll race. One into another. Couple, three extra steps. Going to count that bucket. And everybody's just fine with that. Give that field goal to Layla McNeil Powell. And it's 32-3. Here's a 15-foot shot up and short. Rebound Sumner. 5 minutes to go in the first half. Sumner will feed into the lane. And the ball batted. It's loose. It's on the floor. Rolling around. Atchison has it. Sumner reaches in. They'll tie it up. Players tangled up on the hardwood. And the official says, jump ball. Give it to Sumner. Giants game coming up after this one, so be aware of that. And activity director Lukenhoff kind of gives us the heads up today that this, of course, being the Royal Courts game, is going to have a little bit longer halftime. So we'll have that at halftime of the Giants game, the crowning of the Royal Courts royalty. Inside 5 minutes of play in the first half of the girls' game. The feed to the baseline, a little jumper from the left side is up and good for Zariah. She's got 10. And it is 34-3. 4 minutes and 40 to go in the opening half. Atchison with a steal. The outlet, Alondra. The runner misses. The putback goes in. Give the bucket to Laney. 36-3. And we get a timeout? Yeah. Let's take a break with Sumner. What do you say, Jones? 4:29 to go in the opening half of the ladies' game. It is the Phoenix 36, Sabres 3.
Hi, it's Erica at Queen Bee Boutique. Whether you're looking for a perfect pair of Judy blue jeans, a chic dress, or a fun graphic tee, we've got something you'll love in sizes small through 3X. Complete your look with purses, accessories, and European brand makeup, Celesti. Treat yourself to California Mango natural hair care at Queen Bee Fashion Meets Beauty, all in one stop. Visit us today at 525 Commercial Street in Atchison, and let's find your new favorite look.
Good to be with you here. Tonight in Atchison, Kansas, we're here with the Phoenix and Atchison in the girls' game. Well, they've jumped out to a considerable early lead. 4 minutes and 29 seconds, to be precise, to play in the first half. It is 36-3. Sabres taking their time, coming off the bench, and here we go. Atchison has, well, let's see, it's Alondra and Laney out there with Zariah, Carly, and Kaya. So here's your Atchison 5. Clock rolling along, and the ball into the forecourt for Sumner. Top side is going to be Madrid Lopez. And she will lose the handle of the ball. It's going to get away. It's going to go across the timeline. It will be over and back. Atchison will have it in from midcourt on the far side. 4:17 to play here in the first half. The ball comes in to Laney. She'll come out on top. Clems three off the rim. Rebound. Goldridge, she'll turn, doesn't get it. Offensive rebound, kick back out on top. Three-point shot for Alondra. Wow, nicely done. Alondra Herrera, first point of the second quarter, 15th point of the ball game. It is now 39-3. And the upcourt pass stolen by Alondra. She will drive, kick it over to the left side with a beautiful pass to Zariah Birch for two. 41-3 Atchison. 3.5 minutes to go in the opening half. The pass batted away, knocked into the backcourt. It's going to be picked up by Zariah. She'll drive it across to the left side, and then she had Alondra coming down the right side but had cut toward the rim. The pass went in and went over to the far sideline, so it's going to get away and go out of bounds, and Atchison will turn it over. 3.5 to play in the first half. Sumner will have Alexa putting it in bounds, and Rhythm will bring it up the floor. She'll feed into the lane to Alexa. The shot off the window, and it won't go. And a rebound slapped away, knocked out of bounds, and they're going to say off the Phoenix, Sumner basketball. Again with the stopping of the clock at 3:20 to go in the opening half. The look over to the left side, nothing there. The pass to the left side of the free throw line, the 15-foot shot. Nope, rebound is on the floor. Saved by Sumner, and reaching in, Burge is going to get a tied-up possession on the jump ball. Atchison. I've been asking everybody around if they can help me out, trying to decide where I get my name in the hat for King of Courts, but I think that ship has sailed. I don't know. Got some great-looking candidates for King and Queen of Courts here. Nice hook shot. Oh, a pretty play, Kaya Downing. 43-3, Atchison. And a 2:45. Back up the floor. Here comes Sumner. Now Atchison steals. Herrera will drive and shoot and score. Alondra. It is now 45-3. Now, I'm not sure what the holdup is. They're stopping play. Oh. Just waiting to get this ball inbounded here. And Fisher wants it from the left side of the lane and not the right side of the lane. So we'll get that handled. And we're now inside 2.5 to go in the first half. The ball is going to be stolen. Here comes Zariah. She'll go in. She'll go up. It spins out. She'll get her own rebound. And as she goes to the floor, a Sumner player goes to the floor with her possession. Sabres. Deuce is up on the scoreboard at 2:22. Sumner will bring it in and get it into the hands of Rhythm Wilson. She'll go left side. They're spreading the floor a little bit further. Here's Powell. Her pass in the middle is stolen. Driving down. Here comes Kaya. Coast to coast. Doesn't get it. Atchison with a rebound. Hook pass over to Herrera, who will dribble it out to the top. Square up. Go three. It misses. Rebound, pull down, no. Rebound, saved by Sumner. With a 1:45 to go in the opening half, and Atchison leading at 43-3. Sumner comes back up court with the basketball and kicks it over to the right side to Layla McNeil Powell. Powell will feed to the free throw line. It's going to be grabbed and tied up. Jump ball. This time it is Atchison possession. A little over 1.5 minutes to go in the half. Atchison will bring it in. Herrera will bring it up. The inbound by Malicia Ross. Malicia back at the ballgame, as is Lyric Wesley. And Atchison will turn it over here with 1:20 to play in the first half. Driving into the middle of the ball. It's going to be knocked away from behind. It's on the floor. Running around. Anderson's going to pick it up. Coming up with it is Kaya. She'll bring it up. Underneath, Herrera lays it up, lays it in. Alondra. It is now 45. I thought that should have been 47. We're down to a minute to go. Now we get a whistle, and we got a foul, and it's going to be on Kaya Downing. 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14. It's 47. That scoreboard's wrong. Free throw? No. One more shot coming up for Alexa Madrid Lopez. One more shot here for Alexa. And it won't quite go. Rebound, Kaya Downing. 1 minute to go and a half. Over to the right side, Atchison with the ball. Laney's got it over there. Feeds to Kaya. She will turn and shoot. Too strong. Atchison rebounds it down. Herrera goes three. It's too long. Rebound, Sumner. 40 seconds to go. The pass to the left side. Batted away and knocked out of bounds. So, Joseph, I don't know how, and I will keep you posted as to how long half times and so forth will be for both games, if it will be traditional length or if they'll be doing something extraordinary. And one of, if not both of the games, the shot by Sumner is unsuccessful. And Atchison, with 25 seconds left in the quarter, comes up the court. And they will lose the ball out of bounds. Here comes Sumner. 24 seconds before intermission. Official hands the ball over, and here comes Rhythm Wilson. To take it across, flying to the right side, bounce it into the middle. It's going to be knocked away and stolen. Ashes are coming up with the ball, and Rhythm is going to steal it back. She'll turn, she'll shoot. Oh, it won't go in. It's off the window, no good. Follow shot, blocked. And they will call a foul and indicate two free throws with 9 seconds left in the half. So coming to the free throw line is going to be Sumner Academy. It'll be Layla McNeil-Powell, who has the only field goal of the game for Sumner. It is the second foul for Malicia Ross. The free throw is good. So Layla has three of her team's 4 points. One more shot. Got them both. 47-5. Atchison will get a final shot. They'll bring it down. Back it away. Feed in the lane. In traffic. The 13-footer off the mark. It's halftime. We'll be back here in Atchison to summarize the opening half for you. The hint for the locker room. Phoenix, 47, Sumner 5.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to make history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500, sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
right, welcome back. They're doing the half-time, half-court shot here. Crowd favorite launches one, and getting the backboard is just pretty doggone good. So let's recap the opening half scoring for Sumner. Layla McNeil Powell has four, and Layla Chamber. Yeah, the two Laylas on a team of seven. And Layla Chamber has the other point for Atchison. Great first half. Alondra Herrera, 19. Zariah Birch, a dozen. Seven so far for Carly Clam. Kaya Downey with six and three for Laney State. We'll be back. Second half of the ladies' game coming up. And don't forget, it'll be the boys' game after this. So we got a lot of hoops coming your way. Right now, with a halftime score. Atchison 45, Sumner 5. Back we go to Joseph at the Care Sports Studio for halftime.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our eight convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a Hot Foot Sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, well, we've got high college basketball for you on tap next Saturday, this Saturday coming up tomorrow. We'll be doing the Benedictine Ravens, as they will, of course, be on the road this weekend. They're taking on Graceland. Tune in at 2 p.m. for the women's game. The men will take to the court sometime right around 4 p.m. That's coming up tomorrow right here at Hot Country 93.7. We've got a full slate of games next week. I'll have the rest of the schedule in just a moment.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. Need dependable electrical service? Gerber Electric in Atchison is here to light the way. From quick fixes to major projects, their trusted team delivers quality work backed by free estimates and a satisfaction guarantee. And while you're out, swing by their retail store at 405 North 17th Street for everything you need to keep things powered up. Bulbs, batteries, breakers, connectors, and more. Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. Stop in or give them a call today.
Taking a look at the schedule coming up next Tuesday, we'll have JCN at Oskaloosa, as we will be on the road in Oskaloosa with the 6 p.m. girls game. Boys should take to the court sometime right around 8 p.m. Wednesday will bring us to Benedictine Ravens basketball again, as we'll have both women's and men's basketball, as the Ravens will be at Baker. Tune in right around 5:30 for the women's game. The men will take to the court around 7:30. Thursday nights, of course, brings us to Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Following Sports Look, we'll have the High School Scoreboard Show, where we'll talk to the coaches of JCN, ACCHS, Atchison High, and Mar Hill Mount Academy. That is next Thursday night. I'll be back with the scores as I have them.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Taking a look around the area, we've got some halftime scores to report in the Holton-St. Mary's game. Holton is on top in the ladies' game, 24-8. Rossville ladies are leading Sabetha at the half, 27-12. It's Riley County at 24 points over Hiawatha ladies, 22 at the half. Silver Lake had 37 points to Nemaha Central's 17 at the half. Axtell was trailing Hanover by 4 points, with Hanover on top at 20 points to Axtell's 16. And in this game, we've got the Phoenix at 47, the Sabres at 5. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
When your outdoor space needs real attention, trust the team that's been serving Atchison and the surrounding area since 1991. Urban Lawn Care. Family owned and full service, they handle everything from design and dirt work, tree care, irrigation service, and complete lawn maintenance. And when winter rolls in, they've got snow and ice removal covered too. Hundreds of homeowners and businesses rely on Urban Lawn Care to take on the tough job so you can simply enjoy the results. Visit them at 6300 Ottawa Road, go to UrbanLawnCareLLC.com, or call 913-367-4478 today. Urban Lawn Care, your all-season experts.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off around 25 tonight under mainly clear skies, northerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 45. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows level off around 32. Dry with temps well above average Sunday and Monday, and highs from the upper 50s to the upper 60s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 44 degrees and clear in downtown Atchison. It feels like 40 out there with the winds out of the north-northwest at 7 miles per hour. Relative humidity 56%. The dew point 29 degrees Fahrenheit. The barometric pressure, well, it's on the rise at 30.24 inches of mercury. We'll be joining Tom Kautz right after this.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? KexRx Pharmacy has you covered. KexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, KexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At KexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit KexRx.com to book your consult with KexRx Pharmacy today.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
And with that, we welcome you back again to the Atchison High School Gymnasium on the AHS campus in Atchison, Kansas, for second half of the ladies' game getting set to get underway, and the inbound to begin the second half kind of gets away, and it's going to go out of bounds, and it will come back to Atchison. So the Phoenix leading 47-5, have the ball, and we are underway in the second half. Right side, running shot, up and good. And the bucket by Zariah Burge, her 14th point of the game, 49-5. Long pass over to the right side. Sumner with a basketball, looks to the middle, now starts to the baseline, cut off there defensively. They bring it back off on top again. And it's going to be stolen. Here comes Herrera. Now you be careful there. Take your time. Down the baseline, the feet across on the court once, the shot up off the window, and good for Laney. Laney Tate with five. 51-5. We are a minute into the third quarter. I've not yet been able to ascertain what the clock situation will be in the third and or fourth quarters. I don't know if there was a little conversation between the staffs for the two clubs here tonight or how that's gone. Here's a 13-foot runner that's going to be up and good. Carly Clem has nine. That makes it 53-5. 6.5 to go in the third quarter. The ball is going to be stolen. Down the court comes Alana. She'll kick it to the left side. Running shot won't drop. And the follow shot is on its way. Nope. Tipped out on top. Saved by Kaya. So Downing will save it. And Atchison brings it back off on top. Gets it there to Zariah. The feed, Kaya turns and shoots and gets the roll. So for Kaya, her eighth point. 55-5. 6 minutes to go. And the ball stolen by Atchison on the upcourt pass. Two-on-one break. The feed left. The running shot up and good for Zariah. Four in the quarter. 16 in the game. 57-5. And again, back over to the right side. It's going to come. And again, the scoreboard, it was corrected at halftime, but now it is off a couple. And I think that's not a big deal. Fisher's going to come over and let us know that we're going to get a foul called. It will be on Atchison. And it is going to be the third for Kaya Downing. Sumner will be inbounding this thing at the baseline. And looking in and passed into the middle, batted out on top. The shot from the top is going to be blocked. It's going to be knocked down the floor. And here comes Herrera. With the steal, Atchison is 4-on-2. Herrera has her shot blocked away. Great defense in there. And Rhythm Wilson. Now Rhythm is going to bring this thing up the floor. 5:15 to go in the third quarter. Her long pass comes out on top. Sabres with the basketball. Over to the right side. 3-point shot. Launched and hit. Oh, that brings a little life to the Sumner fans. It belongs, the shot does, to Alexa Madrid Lopez. 57-8. 5 minutes to go. Herrera 3 doesn't go in. Atchison will rebound it down and dribble it back off on top. The shot from there, off the rim, no. And are we going to get another foul on Kaya? Yeah. And she knows it. She's kind of walking over to the side. That'll be her fourth. Now, again, this is going to bring us right back to kind of the circumstance issue, if you want to call it that, that we talked about in the first half with these two teams. And that is, neither one of them has a deep bench. And by deep, I mean hardly any bench. And by hardly any, I mean two. Each of these teams has seven players. Here's a running shot. Atchison with the steal, with the drive, with the bucket. Zariah, two more. That makes it 59-8. The jumper on the other end spins out. No good. Rebound tipped around. Sumner's going to control it down. And at 4:20 to go in the third quarter, Atchison coming up with another steal. Here comes Zariah. She'll feed underneath. No. Followed up. Yes. Bird. 20 points now. 61-8. Back over to the left side. It'll work in. Feed to the lane. The defense rips the ball free. It's going to be saved by the Sabres. Skip pass to the baseline. Out of bounds. Atchison ball. Layla McNeil Powell comes back in for Sumner Academy. And don't forget the guys game coming up after this one. And it is Royal Courts as they will be crowning king and queen here tonight. I will also remind you that we have big, big hoops games tomorrow here on CARE. Tomorrow afternoon, 2 o'clock for the ladies and the guys at 4. turnover by Atchison with a travel. We're going to be up in Iowa, Benedictine, at Graceland. Ladies game, 2 o'clock. The guys game at 4 o'clock from the Morden Center. It's what they call it nowadays. And the upward pass stolen by Atchison. Phoenix will bring it back. 3.5 to go in the third. Around to the left side, Atchison with a basketball. Now they'll close the top, fire the three that is short, and along some the rebound to Alexa. And as she comes up the court, we're going to get a foul, I think, on Alondra, yeah. Alondra's first foul of the game, and it'll be Atchison's third quarter foul. Sumner has committed no fouls in the third quarter so far. They did not commit any fouls in the second quarter. 2 opening quarter fouls is all they've had. And now the ball's going to be stolen. Herrera gets it away. Driving, shooting, and scoring. 2 more for Zariah. 63-8. 3 minutes left. Now the ball batted away. Here comes Alondra. She'll drive, skip the shot, up, and 2 more for Zariah. 65-8. Two minutes and 40 to go in the third quarter. I'm gonna. Gus always, he's always happy to go out on some kind of a limb. I'm going out on a limb. Game 2 will be much more competitive than this one. Here's a driving shot, Zariah. 2 more. So far, Zariah has got 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14 in this quarter. 26 in the game. Okay, we're going to take a timeout. Let's do it. Taking a break with 20. Well, taking a break with just a couple of minutes ago here in the third quarter. Atchison 65. The Lady Sabres of Sumner 8.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Coming out of the timeout, the shot goes up, and Sumner can't quite get it to fall. Here comes Atchison off the rebound, driving in, feeding across to Raya. Give her 2 more. She has been incredible. In his corner, 67-8 Atchison. And Soraya, let me count those up again. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16 in the quarter. Now at 28 tonight. And we've still got a minute 50 to go in the third quarter. The inbound. On top, rhythm will shoot. It won't go. Boarded down by Carly Clem here. Come the Phoenix. Outlet, Zariah. She gets pushed from behind. At some point as a defender, you just say, I just can't watch you shoot another layup in front of me. And by the way, Zariah's shots and those buckets, just almost all of them have been inside 3 feet. The foul is going to be on Sumner's Layla McNeil Powell. It'll be her first. It'll be the team's first of the third quarter. Atchison will be inbounding it at their baseline. It will come in. The shot misses, and we're going to get another Sumner foul as the shot by Felicia Ross wouldn't go in, but she's coming to the free throw line. So, Felicia, the 5 foot, 5 inch sophomore guard. Looks at it, and it won't quite roll in. One more shot coming up for Malicia. She'll take her time and eye up the second one with a minute 40 to go in the third quarter. It is airborne and off the window, and it won't drop. Rebound tipped around, saved down by Sumner. Here come the Sabres. Layla into the forecourt. That would be Layla McNeil Powell, not Layla Chamber. McNeil Power from 16. No. And the long rebound is going to be rescued by Sumner. Another shot. No. Rebounded down this time by Ross. Here comes Atchison. With 75 seconds to go in the third quarter, Phoenix will pass it in the middle. Kind of a high-risk pass and a travel and a breakaway and driving down the court and stumbling hard to the floor. We're going to get a foul call. I thought she had just kind of lost her balance. The official's coming up and saying she got her feet tangled up with an Atchison player. And it'll be Sumner basketball with 1:07 to go in the third. And Atchison will steal the inbound play. Outlet. Burge gets it back behind her to Ross. And Phoenix to the top. They'll go three, and it's a good one. Carly Clem for three. Her 12th point. 70-8. In the last minute now of the third quarter. Sumner. Cross-court pass nearly stolen, but saved up topside. Layla getting double-teamed. The ball's going to be just ripped away from her. Here comes Burge. Dumps it over to the left side. On the court once. Running. Shot is up too hard. Rebound. Tipped around. It's on the floor. Atchison's going to save it. They'll feed it back to the top of the key. Three-point shot. Airborne wide to the right side. And a long rebound is going to get away and go out of bounds. It'll be back to Sumner with 18 seconds left in the third quarter. So for Sumner. Here comes the inbound. The feed inside, batted away, stolen by Atchison with 10. Up the floor they come, and they get the ball to Carly. They say, here, Carly, you're good at this. You handle it. And Carly will put up a running shot. No, the shot is a buzzer. No, and there's a foul. And we're going to get a couple of free throws with no time on the clock. We'll let them sort this all out, and we'll be back. Time out of the court. Through three quarters. And wait a minute, they're going to hold up here, and we'll get to this true score after these free throws get shot. Let's do it. The foul is on 13, and they're going to shoot those while we're taking our break. After three, Atchison leads 70-8.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Back. The Atchison High School Gymnasium. I was busy watching the free throws being shot. So I'm still doing my little dab of math here. And by little dab, I mean there's a whole lot of points to add up, frankly. Here's how it's shaking out for Sumner, leading the way. 4 points for Layla McNeil Powell. Alexa Madrid Lopez has three, and Layla Chamber, the other point for Sumner, for Atchison. 16 in the third quarter. Dariah Burge now with 28 Phoenix points. 19 in the ballgame for Alondra Herrera, who spent the entire third quarter just feeding Dariah outlet pass after assist after assist. Curly Clem's got a dozen points tonight. Kaya Downing with eight, and Lainey Tate, five Phoenix points. Now, you got Kaya out there, four fouls, but she will begin the fourth quarter. Alicia Ross and Lyric Wesley out there for Atchison. Out there with Kaya Downing and Lainey Tate and Alondra Herrera. So it's Zariah Burge and Carly Klim are the two Phoenix on the bench. Here comes Atchison. I suspect the clock will run. Oh, nice steal on the cross-court pass. The drive, the running layup, it's up, it's good, and a shot at a three-point play for Sumner. Count the bucket. The foul is going to be on Laney. It'll be her third. And an opportunity at a conventional three-point play for Sumner. And a free throw won't quite fall, and the rebound pulled back down by Sumner. The shot misses, and here comes Atchison. It is 70-10. And the ball knocked away. Here comes Sumner, running shot. No, offensive rebound, follow shot. Yeah! How about Rhythm Wilson knocking down a couple of points? It is 70-12. Getting some points on the board here. Sumner in the fourth quarter. Atchison will work the ball way out on top. Here's Herrera. She'll go three. Boy, that's a pretty shot. Alondra Herrera, 22. 73-12. 6:37 to go in the game. Royal Courts 2026 here at Atchison High School. Phoenix will be crowning royalty at halftime of the guys' game. Shots up, no good. Herrera sweeps down the board, comes into the forecourt, goes to the left side. Little one-hand lob pass over there. The feed underneath to Kaya. She goes up with a shot, and did she travel? Nope, they're going to call a jump ball. See, she went up with a shot and then came back down, having not taken a shot. I thought, well, maybe they were going to call a travel. They said the defender had a hand on the ball, so it will be a jump ball. Possession, Sabres. 5:50 to go. So back up. Here comes Sumner. And into the forecourt, they'll go with the ball. Long outlet pass. After stolen by Atchison. Herrera knifes her way into the lane. Misses the shot. Tumbles to the floor, but springs quickly back to her feet. And for Sumner, the foul will be the third of the game for Layla McNeil Powell. And coming to the free throw line for Atchison, Alondra. Herrera has, what now, 22, 23 points. One more shot coming up for Herrera. She'll eye this thing and hit it. So Alondra stretches the Phoenix lead to 75-12. Sumner dumps it over to the left side. Long cross court pass over to the right. It's going to be Lopez with it. She'll feed to the block. Trying to get inside is Chamber. Shot up missing. Rebound on the floor. Shot up blocked. Kaya coming up with a block. She'll bring it up the floor. Handling it like a guard. Goes coast to coast and has the ball knocked away and out of bounds just as she was getting set to go up for the layup. Going to go back into play at the baseline to Atchison. 4 minutes to go in the ball game. 75-12. Phoenix in front. Baseline jump shot. No good. Rebound is going to be lost out of play again to Atchison. Inbounding it for the Phoenix will be Zariah. Burge looking it in, gets it to Kaya. That's where she wanted to go. And as Kaya turns to shoot, they will call her for a travel. So Atchison will turn the ball over with the travel. And once again, coming up over to basketball, Sumner. The feed way over to the left elbow. Atchison in the zone. The kick to the right. The open three. No. Follow up. No. And an Atchison foul. Sumner going to get a couple of free throws out of this. It'll be Alicia Ross picking up her third foul. And at the line, here come the Sabres as we go inside 3 minutes to play. The free throw, a little short. One more shot coming up. Atchison is going to rotate its two players in and out of the game. Herrera and Downing will come out. They're done for the day. Second free throw, twice off the rim, no good. And here comes Atchison. Carly's going to walk it up the floor. Zariah, Carly, shot, no. And rebound, Sumner. 2 minutes to go. Carly steals it from behind. Just kind of picks the pocket of Madrid Lopez. Give and go into the lane. Running shot. Off missing. Rebound is on the floor. Sumner's going to pick it up. And then lose it on the upcourt play. It'll come back to Sumner. With a minute 40 to go. Castilla, Madrid, Arazmendiz. Shot? Nope. Follow shot? No. Rebound? Phoenix. With a minute 20 to go in the game. Here comes Atchison. Carly Klim swings it right side. For the first time, cross-court pass going to go away. For the first time tonight, by the way, they have the shot clock on, illuminated, numbers on them. Now, when we were here, last week, they had the clocks up, the boxes were up, but they were not on, they were not lit, but they're lit. Now, they're not being used, they're not running, but they are on, and the numbers are showing. So, they're getting closer. Here's a running shot, driving into the lane. The bucket and a plus one for Layla McNeil-Powell. How about that, Layla? And she will have a free throw and a chance to get her team to 15 tonight. 75-14. Free throw? No. Here comes Atchison. They'll get across the timeline, and I suspect that that's going to be just kind of how this thing wraps up. Final score tonight. What in the world? A half-court shot goes out of bounds, and that will end it. Final score tonight. Atchison, 75, Sumner 14. We'll be back to summarize it right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on right after this.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Michelle Garrity with PFN Realty powered by the Garrity Group. I know buying or selling a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll make, and that's why my team and I are here to make the process smooth and stress-free. We'll guide you every step of the way with expert advice, experience, and local knowledge you can trust. Come see us at 300 Main Street in Atchison or at our Oskaloosa office at 524 Liberty. Call today at 1-800-994-4742. At PFN Realty, we are your friend in real estate.
For quality meat and hometown service, head to Anderson Meats in Troy. Known for expert custom processing, Anderson Meats also features a great retail room stocked with a variety of fresh cuts, perfect for the grill, freezer, or tonight's supper. And don't forget their customer favorite, flavored beef sticks that folks just can't get enough of. Plus, there's plenty of other easy grab-and-go items. Anderson Meats in Troy for custom processing and more. Book your processing now at Anderson Meats in Troy. Quality you can taste, service you can trust.
Welcome back here to Atchison, Kansas. Ladies game in the books. Guys, teams at the court warming up as we are approaching game two of tonight's Care Radio High School Hoops doubleheader. Opening game, it was all the Phoenix. 75-14 over Sumner, who is led by Layla McNeil Powell with 6-4 tonight for Rhythm Wilson. You had Alexa Madrid Lopez with 3 and Layla Chamber with the final point for Sumner. For Atchison, tremendous game for Zariah Burge, 28 points. Alondra Herrera with 24. Those two are going to share our Bank of Atchison player of the game. Alondra, double-double, absolutely, because not only with 24 points, I will guarantee you she had double-digit assists, and Zariah very well may have had that also. So 28 for Burge, 24 for Herrera. A dozen points tonight for Carly Clem, who was hitting from inside and outside. 8 tonight for Kaya Downing, who dominated in the middle. And Lainey Tate with 5 to round out the Phoenix scoring. Atchison, they were moved to 9-8 on the season and continue to be perfect. Now 7-0 in the Meadowlark Conference. Again, the boys' teams are out of the court warming up. We'll be back. Guys' game coming up next. Atchison winning in the first one, 75-14. And we'll return to the Atchison Gymnasium for the game two with Atchison and Sumner. We'll be back here in about 17 minutes.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 FM and our post-game show featuring Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule on MSCSports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.